So you're a member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 with discounts on Commercial Drive at
Audio Pile, High Life Records, Mintage, People's Co-op Bookstore, Stormcrow Tavern, The Rio Theater, JQ Clothing Limited, and Bone Rattle Music Limited. Better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change.
He's a nasty, nasty guy. He's a liar.
Get him out of here. Get him the hell out of here. Get him out of here.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
They call me
DJ Ray.
Late Night Show is the start of the weekend. Tune in Friday nights at 11 p.m. till late here on CITR 101.9 FM. If you're a producer or a DJ or an MC or any of those things and you love drum and bass or ambient sounds, please email me. My email address is CITRLateNightShow@gmail.com.
This concludes our proposal. Thank you for your attention.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 4th of May, 2018, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulkston, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, a special guest in the studio, singer-songwriter Rowan Porter is here to play some music and talk about her show tomorrow night at the Wise Hall. We'll fill you in on what's going on in theater this weekend, plus the usual call board and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Alrighty, so Rowan just arrived. I guess she got a little lost on campus, so she is going to give her a chance to sort of settle down, get herself set up and everything like that. Right now we're going to play a little tune from our faves, The New Black.
you're good for nothing, boy. You'll only bring me down. And I can't help myself. Guess I like you around. Good little trust in a hated man. Drop dead gorgeous, going nowhere fast. Just a little crush on a hated man. I'm feeling like a wreck and the ship's gonna crash. Shipwreck. He knows just what to say. The boy's lucky for his charms. It's hard to get away. I guess I'm happy in his arms. Put a little trust in a hated man. Drop dead gorgeous, going nowhere fast. Just a little crush on a hated man. I'm feeling like a wreck and the ship's gonna crash.
Got his fingers in my hair. He knows it makes it hard to swim. He's got me fighting for some air. And now he's gotta pull me in. Put a little trust in a hated man. Drop dead gorgeous, going nowhere fast. Just a little crush on a hated man. I'm feeling like a wreck.
That's the New Black, and they're going to be on stage tonight at Lanaloo's in Chinatown, or is it Gastown, or is it sort of the downtown east side? Anyway, 362 Powell Street, and they'll be performing alongside Cass King and the Swivel Buckets. The show gets underway at 9 o'clock, only $10 tonight. Now, tomorrow night, you want to go down to the Wise Hall, because our guest has arrived. It's Rowan Porter. Hi, Rowan.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in.
Hey, no worries.
So you got a little lost.
I did. I got slightly lost.
Yeah.
Ended up figuring it out.
It's a big... Have you been on campus before?
I haven't.
You know,
time.
It's as confusing for people who have never been here before as for people who haven't been here in 2 or 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
Because everything has changed.
Yes, I did find someone helpful, though, to help
good.
Me.
Good. Good. That's good. Well,
yeah.
Catch your breath. Tune your guitar. Everything's fine. That's a really beautiful guitar.
Hey, thank you.
What's the story on that one?
This is a Maiden, so they make them in Melbourne.
Uh-huh.
I'm from Australia, so this is a pretty popular guitar to get in Australia for musicians there.
Yeah, but it's a very nice blonde wood. And
yeah, thanks.
Yeah, very beautiful.
Yeah, she's a cutie. Yeah, I love her.
Yeah. So you are from Melbourne?
I'm from Australia. I'm from Brisbane.
Okay.
Yeah, but the guitar's made in Melbourne.
Right.
But I came here 2.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what got you started with music?
I was sort of always doing it.
Yeah.
I was always doing it.
Yeah.
I was always singing around the house and people were always telling me to shut up. And then...
It's always a sure sign, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. And then, I was always, I guess it's just a part of myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your first guitar?
Oh, it was some little $100 thing from Alan's Music in Australia, which is kind of like a Tom Lee or Long and McQuaid.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I got that when I was 7. And I distinctly remember so much getting it. that day and just playing it like the whole morning.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
And learning little chords and stuff. My grandpa gave me a guitar book, mm-hmm. so I worked through the whole book. I loved it. I couldn't stop playing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just loved it.
Good. Great. Yeah. So, well, why don't you play something now then?
Sure.
Yeah, since you love it so much.
Sure. All right. Well, I'll do the single from the EP that I got out.
Okay.
The EP is called Everything at Once.
Yeah.
And this is Sleeping Dogs. I might collapse. I've just found out I'm someone else. I'm not the girl you'd run into the street for anymore, just to get to it quicker. But if only I made you feel like she does, if only I made you feel like that, if only I was enough, if only there was a spark, if only I was your match, I gotta let sleeping dogs lie. Cause you'd never meet her if I stood in your way. We were meant to be for only a time, and time and pleasure have their day. Isn't that what they say? If only I made you feel like she does, if only I made you feel like that. Oh, if only I was enough, if only there was a spark, if only I was your match, I gotta let sleeping dogs lie. Let sleeping dogs rest, and I'll get in my getaway car, and I'll drive and drive and drive till I forget. For now, I let sleeping dogs rest, and they howl in the night, they're calling me back. I won't get in, no, you know I'm through with that. But they howl in the night, they're calling me back. I won't give in, I'm through with that. I'm free enough to go, free enough to know, free enough to go, free enough to know, I gotta let sleeping dogs lie. Let sleeping dogs rest, I get on in my getaway car, drive and drive and drive till I forget. For now, I let sleeping dogs rest.
That was very nice. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Dave.
Yeah. You're good.
Thanks. Oh, thanks. Oh, you should see Antonio. He's playing tomorrow. He's amazing.
Now who's Antonio?
Okay, so Antonio La Rosa mm-hmm. is my friend, yeah. and he has invited me to play as a support for his show tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
So he's playing with a 10-piece band,
yeah,
which is crazy, but amazing.
Yeah, because he's kind of like a country blues rock guy, right?
Yeah.
And he's got horns.
He's got horns.
And he's got keyboards, and he's got like this like a 10-piece band. Like, what's he doing with that?
It's so cool. It's going to be intense. So it's at the Wise Hall tomorrow.
Yeah.
Doors are at 7:30, mm-hmm. and then I kick off the show at 8, and then he's on later.
Yeah. So how long have you known Antonio?
Like a few months.
Yeah.
Yeah, we play a little bit like musically together.
Yeah, because you did another gig in February, and it was more like he was opening for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we kind of just did a switcheroo.
Yeah.
Yeah, we switched it up a little bit. Yeah, because I had my EP launch and he supported me, so I guess he's kind of returning the favor.
Yeah. So what got you to Vancouver in the first place?
Just sort of music stuff, you know, like I kind of wanted just a new scenery, I guess.
Yeah.
And then I thought it would be nice to be close to America so that I can like tour down the coast and stuff in the future. I haven't done that yet, but I will.
Yeah.
So just a new scenery, I guess.
Yeah. And if you ever get homesick, you just go up to Whistler. Because it's... I think it's the largest Australian community outside of Australia.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, sometimes when people ask me where I'm from, I just say Whistler.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, that Whistler accent.
Yeah. Oh, it's funny. It's so funny. Yeah. Like, when I've been up there one time, it's just like, no worries. Yeah, g'day, mate. I'm like, this is so weird. I feel like I'm back home, but I'm not.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's...
I haven't got into skiing, so I don't go up there very much. Yeah. But yeah, it's super weird for me. But you get a really good coffee when you go up there.
Yes, you do.
You do.
Yeah.
The baristas are just on fire.
Yeah, and lots of good restaurants too. It's you know, like my wife and I, we're not skiers, but we go up there two or three times a year just because we're like hanging out up there.
Just chill out.
Yeah.
I went to Banff the other day. That's cool.
Did you play up there?
Yeah, but I was doing like a little covers show up there. I do that occasionally. But that's a cool spot, Banff as well.
Yeah. What places do you play at around town?
I played at the Heatley, and I'll play at little like songwriter nights, to like So Far Sounds and stuff. I'm trying to do more like house shows in that.
Oh yeah.
So hopefully I can book some of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm doing Harmony Arts Festival at the end of the year as well.
Oh, great.
Which would be cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that. That's my first festival in Canada.
Yeah.
Ooh. Bit exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel like doing another song?
Oh. I mean, yeah, I guess.
Yeah?
I could do another song.
Did you need to get ready? Didn't mean to throw it at you there.
No, it's all right. Yeah, I can do... Oh, you know what? I'll do a new one. Ready? Do I just go?
Yeah, just go.
Too damn tired to drink. Lock the door and retire instead. All along I knew nothing, black, black corner. I kept turning, a slow burning. I couldn't keep my eyes closed, my mind was on. Think about you, I'm a fool. Minus 20 degrees. I gave up on being sure. Black, black corner. I kept turning, a slow burning. I couldn't keep my eyes closed. My mind was on. My shadow is behaving badly, thinking things that I don't mean. Oh, I kept turning, a slow burning. I couldn't keep my eyes closed. My mind was on. My mind was on.
Lovely.
Thank you.
What's that one called?
Turning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty fresh.
Yeah.
I only wrote that a few weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So world premiere.
I guess. I'll be playing that at the show tomorrow night, though, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely. So who do you like to listen to?
Ooh, okay, I love Katie Lang.
Yeah.
I love Neil Finn and Crowded House. That's an Australian sort of New Zealand band.
Oh, yeah.
I have a really secret, secret love for Blake Shelton.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Oh, no. Secret love there.
Yeah.
I used to listen to a bunch of James Blunt.
Uh-huh.
But, like, before he went really poppy.
Yeah.
Like, Back to Bedlam, that kind of album.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Paul Kelly. He's from Australia as well. Yeah. He's like a big icon, I guess, in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Love him. Anyone that just writes, like, I guess, like, folksy sort of country pop-esque stuff. Like,
yeah.
Singer-songwriters, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. Yeah. You mentioned Katie Lang. That's sort of what, that's sort of how she got started too. She, her first band was called The Reclines.
Yeah.
And it was this whole, Patsy Cline reincarnation, thing. And, yeah, she, you know, she wrote some crazy songs in, at the beginning there. So,
yeah.
She's a great influence.
Yeah. Her voice just like,
oh, nothing like it.
It just gets, like, right into your heart, right? Like, I've seen her live 2 times.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, oh, every time I see her, I just want to cry.
Yeah.
She's so good.
Yeah. When she first came to Vancouver in 84 or 85, she played at a bar I used to work at called the Railway Club.
Oh, yeah. She played there?
Yeah.
Wow.
And, man, the first time we saw her, just everything stopped. Like, who? Where is that voice coming mm-hmm. from? Who is this person?
Yeah.
She's really, really quite amazing.
Yeah, yeah, she'll get you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
She just melts everything. Like, oh, I don't know how she does it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's awesome. She plays, like, barefoot, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, she never wears shoes.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, when she started, she had these cut-off cowboy boots. She had this whole ensemble with the pinafore dress and the and the glasses and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she used to wear some crazy outfits, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. So that's good. What else do we want to know? I guess, what do you like to write about?
I kind of write, like, sometimes I'm just writing stories.
Yeah.
And they don't mean anything. Not that it doesn't mean anything, but it doesn't mean, it's not a personal experience for myself.
Yeah.
And, sometimes I'll, like, hear people talking about, like, a story or something that's happened to a friend of theirs, and I'll kind of turn that into a tune.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes it is about me, or it is about someone I know. Usually it's like that. But usually it starts by just – usually it's, like, a guitar something that starts first, like mm-hmm. a chord or, like, a series of chords first. And then – everything sort of comes together. Like, I know some people write the music first and then they write the lyrics.
Yeah.
But for me, it comes together.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, sometimes I'll have to sit down and write a bunch of lyrics first to match with something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, usually it just comes together. Yeah.
Yeah. Oftentimes that, you know, I've other artists in other media talk about that as well. Like, I talked to a sculptor who worked in soapstone, and I said, like, where did you get the idea to do that? He said, I just started chipping away at the rock and it emerged.
Yeah.
It's just sometimes it just happens.
For sure. Like, yeah. I really believe, though, like, you can't just wait for, like, an idea to come to you.
Yeah.
Like, you really just have to sit down and start playing something, and then, like, 10 or 15 minutes later, after nothing, absolutely mm-hmm. nothing, and you feel like you're a terrible musician, then a little bit comes.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, okay, I can work with this another way. And sometimes you'll like, be writing, and then you get kind of tired, and then you leave it, and then you come back to it. Or sometimes the song's just there already waiting for you.
Yeah.
But it's kind of magical. Like, you don't know when you're going to get one. It's like fishing,
mm-hmm.
you know, for
yeah.
me.
It's that's the process rather than the result of sometimes. Yeah. Yeah.
Got no idea whether you're going to get it. It's not
actually
really about getting
hosting
something.
A radio show is like that sometimes too.
I
can prepare and prepare, and then when it comes on, everything falls apart, and I just have to sort of throw things together, and, you know, guests get lost.
Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, that'd be stressful.
But then, you know, an hour later, it's all over, and you think, well, that worked. I don't know how it worked.
Works out somehow.
But it worked.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I feel you. Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot for coming in.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Dave.
Yeah. So one more time, let's push the gig.
Okay.
It's Rowan Porter and Antonio La Rosa at the Wise Hall, which is at Adnac and Commercial. And the show gets underway with Rowan at 8 o'clock, and then Antonio comes on about an hour or so later. Tickets are available at Brown Paper Tickets. There's a Facebook page, which we've linked to on the Dave Radio Facebook page. And it looks like it's going to be a great rocking show.
Yeah, so excited to hear those horns, man.
Yeah. And you say you have an EP out?
I do,
So what's it called?
It's called Everything at Once EP.
Yeah.
And you can get it on Bandcamp,
yep.
Or you can just go to rowanporter.com. It's up there, too.
Cool. Thanks a lot, Rowan.
Thanks so much, Dave.
Okay, take care.
You're a member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts in Hastings Sunrise at
Beat Street Records, Bomber Brewing, Community Vintage and Thrift, Community Thrift and Vintage, Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios, Red Cat Records, and Selectors Records.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh.
Everybody,
God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
That's a new local group called, well, they're not new. They've been around for a couple of years. They're called Tough Customer. And that's a tune called Cleaning Clear. CITR 101.9 FM. This is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. Last week? A couple of weeks ago, we talked about Neil DeBoot's The Money Shot that's going on at, where the heck is it now? I think it's on Granville Island. I've lost the thread. There it is. Money Shot. Where is it? Okay. I was on top of this and then I lost it. Anyway, I'll talk about it in a second. Let's get another one. At the Arts Club is presenting Gold Corp. I'm going to take a break and come right back.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Okay, I got it now. It's called The Money Shot. It's by Neil DeBoot. It's directed by our friend David C. Jones. Sorry for screwing up the announcement there, David. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago with Kate Isaac. It closes this weekend. It's a story about a couple of movie stars who are sort of reaching the zenith of their career, and they're doing everything they can to kind of hang on to it. It's kind of a satire. It's kind of a farce. It's kind of fun. And there's only a couple of shows left. And tomorrow afternoon is a special presentation, a special performance. It's the relaxed performance. So the 2 o'clock matinee tomorrow will be, it'll offer patrons who may benefit from a more relaxed environment, including but not limited to those with intellectual or learning disabilities, autism, neurological disorders, sensory or communication processing conditions, or anyone for whom the regular theater experience can be challenging. So what that means is that the lighting will not be as intense. There won't be as much the volume in the sound. There's some minor production changes to accommodate that, getting rid of any potentially startling effects, and also kind of giving the audience a little bit more freedom as well. So oftentimes, people are subject to uncontrollable spontaneous outbursts and things like that normally are sort of frowned upon and can be seen as distracting to the other audience members and the actors on stage. But during a relaxed performance, there's a lot more room allowed for that kind of thing. So if that's an experience you think you'd enjoy or like to check out, you can go and see that. There's a special price of only $10 for the relaxed performance. Otherwise, I think there's like three other shows left. There's one tonight, one tomorrow night, and let me see. Do I have the rest of it here? Anyway, if you want to know more, you can go to Brown Paper Tickets and type in Neil DeBoot's The Money Shot to find out more about that. The Cherry Orchard is still going strong at the Jericho Arts Center. That runs until May 19th. That's the Smoking Gun Collective production. We talked to director William B. Davis about that last week. And that features a lot of friends of the show, like John Prowse and Bronwyn Smith and Christine Iannetta and Sean Anthony and Karina Eckeson and Matt Loop. So you want to go and check that out. As I said, the Jericho Arts Center, which is at the foot of Discovery Street in Point Grey. And tickets for that are also at Brown Paper Tickets, or you can check out the Jericho Arts Center website to get more information on that. Tonight is also the 10th anniversary celebration of ZZ Theatre Company. Cameron McKenzie and Dave DeBose Theatre Company that's been going strong with some amazing, incredible shows. Most recently, the Elbow Room Cafe, the musical. They're also going to present some excerpts from that show, as well as Lowest Common Denominator, Whale Riding Weather, and a special edition of the Human Library. Where is it? It's at Club XY at 1216 Butte at Davie Street tonight. Show starts at, well, I guess the doors open at 7:30, but show starts very soon after that. It's going to be an elegant evening of celebrating the 10th anniversary of one of Vancouver's most beloved independent theater companies, ZZ Theater's 10th anniversary party going on tonight. You don't want to miss that. And you can go to ZZ, which is spelled Z-E-E-Z-E-E. Let's see. Do I have their website here? Not in front of me, but it'll be on the Facebook page as well. So you don't want to miss that. That's going to be a lot of fun. And let's see, one more thing coming up. Let's see, this thing here, this could be good. This is next week, May 8th and 9th, at the the Belkin Art Gallery is presenting what is it? Oh, I've lost it. I've got it. Oh, it's a panel discussion. There we go. Wednesday, May 9th at Western Front, which is at 8th and Scotia, I think, just east of Maine. It's a panel discussion amongst four international curators, part of their visit to Vancouver for curating critical pedagogies. This will be quite an interesting conversation going on at the Western Front on Wednesday at 6 o'clock. Okay, let's take another break here, play a little bit of music, and then we'll talk about what's going on the call board.
Do you want to voice this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to voice it?
I can voice it. Please voice
That's
this
the
one.
Wrong mic.
I forgot.
You dip. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discorder Magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge.
No, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
Oh, the leaves keep falling down on my front porch, and I'm thinking that it might be time to go. And the cold, it keeps me here behind blue eyes, only telling when it should be time to show. Every day I take my somewhere where I can feel the moonshine flow and the across them, found you waiting there for me.
To La Fiesta every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. with your host, Nick Carano. Listen to internationally acclaimed musica latina caliente that makes your body move and your heart beat.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM with Relly Rails and Jules Andre Brown.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love.
Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Okay, let's go to riotheater.ca and see what's going on tonight. Hey, it's the 4th of May, also called May the 4th. Be with you. It's, you know, it's the day when all the Star Wars nerds come out and, you know, do all their Star Wars stuff. So here's a good way to celebrate it. Go to the Rio and see a live science fiction burlesque adventure from Geekenders. It's The Lust Jedi. Yes, The Lust Jedi going on tonight at 8 o'clock at, and tomorrow night at 8 o'clock too, and Sunday night at 8 o'clock too at the Rio Theater at Broadway and Commercial. Tonight is also Friday. That means there's a midnight show at 11:45. And just so that the rest of us can also have a science fiction adventure, it's Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan going on the midnight show at the Rio at 11:45. So there you go. You get your full dosage. You get your Star Wars burlesque show at 8 o'clock, and then your Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan at 11:45. And there's also, yeah, that's it. That's all I wanted to say. That's what's going on at the Rio this weekend. There's other stuff too, but you can look it up. But that's what I wanted to tell you about. Okay, now it's time for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring calls for musicians and, no, not musicians. What am I doing? I should actually open the thing up so I can read it. It's a call for actors, crews, musicians, actors, crews, musicians. Where is it? Where is it? There it is. Auditions, calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Just go for it. Starting out is a call for submissions for the John Moffat and Larry Lillo Award. This is presented every year at the Jesse Richardson Theatre Awards, which happens in June. The award is intended to assist mature West Coast theatre artists to further their artistic development and takes the form of a $2,000 cash award established in memory of John Moffat and Larry Lillo, two great theatre artists from Vancouver that we lost all too early. Applications will be considered for projects, courses, or to fulfill your heart's desire. And you do need to be a resident of the West Coast or have some kind of connection to us here and a minimum of 10 years experience as either an artist, an administrator, or a professional theater technician or other similar professional theater experience. To submit, you just put together a project proposal, or it can be a letter, it can be a file, it can be anything that sort of gives the judges an idea of what you're looking to fund. Include your resume and names and information about two references and have it all in time by the 16th of May. They will not accept applications that are late or for anything retroactive. So it's got to be something that's ongoing or upcoming. You can email that to this email address, johnandlarry@live.com. That's for the John Moffat Larry Lillo Award. A couple of workshops coming up presented by Electric Company and Radix Theater. These are featuring Jeremy James, and these workshops are ideal for actors, directors, choreographers, and all students of performance. May 7th and 13th are the dates. The first one is called Body Space and the Imagination 2, The Journey, and the other is called Before the Word, Tensions, Tics, and Character Traits. Electric Company is offering two full scholarships for these workshops. Priority for scholarships will be given to underrepresented artists, and you can find out more at electriccompanytheater.com. Some stage manager positions are opening up here. The Arts Club Theatre Company has openings for apprentice stage managers, six positions in total for the upcoming 2018-2019 season. To qualify, you need a college or university level education or equivalent experience. Stage management experience as either a stage manager, an assistant stage manager, or apprentice. Some experience supervising child performers is an asset, and also a criminal record check may be required. That's just standard. Everyone goes through that. Please submit your cover letter and resume along with your availability to Ms. Teddy Forsyth, who is the Human Resources Manager at the Arts Club Theatre Company. Their address is 203-162 West 1st Avenue, or you can email humanresources@artsclub.com. Deadline for submissions is May the 11th. Other stage management positions, we've got one for the Spotlight on Mental Health, Coastal Health, looking for a stage manager, instructor, assistant for Play It Forward. This is someone needs to have some stage management experience and either firsthand or familial experience with mental health issues. That is for a production that's happening in December to April of next year. You can contact D. Arsenault, D-Arsenault7@gmail.com. Shemanis Theater Festival looking for a stage manager for their summer kids play, The Little Prince. That's going to be running through July and August. And you can go to shemanistheater.ca to find out more about that. Deadline for submission is May 11th. Mascal Dance is looking for a stage manager for their upcoming production called OW. It's a contemporary dance piece, part of the Dancing on the Edge Festival. The dates you'll be required will be from June 11th to July 14th. And it would also help if you have some experience using a lighting board, but it's not a requirement. Chris Adams is the producer for this, and you can reach him at producer@mascaldance.ca or go to their website at mascaldance.ca. And two other stage manager jobs. One is for Axis Theater, looking for a stage manager for their upcoming tour of The Troll Grandfather. You need a Class 4 driver's license for that one. That's coming up early next year, January, February, and March. Deadline is May 20th for applications. And Pacific Opera Victoria, looking for an assistant stage manager for their upcoming season. They do want someone with stage management experience and also be proficient in reading music, as well as having some good organizational and leadership skills. And if you don't have opera experience, they'll take musical theater experience as long as you're able to deal in a musical environment. And that is pov.bc.ca is the website to find out more. And the deadline is Wednesday, May the 30th. Green Thumb Theater holding their general auditions in a couple of weeks. May 14th, actually, is the day for that. It's about a week and a half. And Green Thumb Theater is produces plays for young people that are shown in schools. And if you want to know more about that, you can go to their website, greenthumb.bc.ca. And we'll just do a couple more here. We've got Peninsula Productions doing Next Gen. They are looking for creative young people who are eager to become part of the company. You need to be between 15 and 30, have been a full-time student in the previous year, and be a Canadian citizen, permanent resident, or have some kind of official status, either as a refugee or as a landed immigrant. Is that what it's still called? I don't know. I'm old. Anyway, you want to find out more, go to peninsulaproductions.org. And finally, auditions this weekend for Evergreen Cultural Center's production of The Black Hole by Mandy Tulloch. That's going to be happening in September. They're casting a large youth and adult cast, anyone 12 years and up. And they're looking for singers, dancers, actors, and martial artists. You can find out more by going to the Evergreen Cultural Center website, or you can call our box office at 604-927-6550. If you want details on these or any other audition notices, you can go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at bpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, or you can also find us on Twitter. And that's our show. Thanks for spending the lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. Like us on Facebook and on Twitter and Instagram. We're CITR Dave Radio. If you missed any or all of today's show, or you want to relive glorious moments from the past, you can check out the podcast archive at CITR.ca. And stick around. We got lots of great programming this afternoon. Beppe Crespin Presents is at 2 o'clock. And at 3:30, it's Nardwar, the human serviette. It's Cinco de Mayo tomorrow, so get your sombrero and have a ball. Have a fiesta. And Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Like Star Trek.
Yeah, cool.
Awesome. I love The Lord of the Rings.
Great.
Yeah. I'm into obscure 1950s atomic monster movies.
Okay.
Sure. I really enjoyed the Michael Bay Ninja Turtles.
We can work with that. Here at the UBC Sci-Fi and Fantasy Society, we accept everyone. We have weekly movies, game nights, and the largest non-academic library at UBC. Come by our club room, 3206D in the Nest. It's a great place to eat lunch, hang out,
and procrastinate.
Check out our Facebook group, UBC Sci-Fi and Fantasy Society, to find out what's going on.
Hey there.
Barev.
We're the Armenian Students Association, and we're here to bring together everyone,
Armenians and non-Armenians,
who are interested in